Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Oh, we are going to empower you tonight here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking about some kidney poisons. Oh, yeah. We're going to show you what's going to kill those kidneys, and you can avoid that stuff. And since the pollen and people are just having such a hard time this spring with the allergies, we're going to touch on antihistamines a little bit. And we'll see. We'll see if we get any time. We may be able to fit in, some topics on Crohn's disease and maybe elective surgery. We'll see how much time we have today. And we do have a quack report, but don't forget, coming up on the 17th, right here on American Voice Radio, 7 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley next Tuesday night, so don't miss that. And then on Thursday night, the 19th, 1 week from today, we're going to be interviewing Ty Bollinger, who is the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Of course, you can click on over to Ty. He has a website, and I misplaced my little note on that. I will look for it and get back with you on that. And also on the 24th, we're going to be talking with Laura Vanderhaeg, and she is an editor and author, and she's going to be showing us some interesting things regarding our you know, genetic codes and things like that. So we're going to be talking it up with her, and let's see. Oh, yes, I found Ty's website address. It is cancertruth.net, so you can check him out and his book there on his website. So he'll be with us. So we got lots to talk about. April, but April's going to fly by just like that. And so since the time grows short, you want to seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short. And pray for America, pray for our military, speak salute and semper fi to our military. We need righteous leaders, not only in the presidency, in the office of president, but we need it in every state. We need righteousness back in this land. We do, and we have to ask God to help us with that. So don't neglect. Hit the knees, humble yourself, and seek his face. He is righteous. He is true. He is on his throne. So don't forget to spend some time with the Lord. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Ooh, guess what? Baked goods. If you're buying baked goods, you know, pre-processed baked goods sold in the United States, they contain potassium bromate. It's a carcinogen. Banned in Europe. They don't even allow it there. But a lot of the flour products sold in the United States has been treated with potassium bromate. And the reason they do that is to bulk up the flour, bulks it up, strengthens the dough, makes good breads. You know, breads rise really quickly. And it also decreases the time you need to bake the stuff, so it reduces costs. So that's why they do it. And it also allows us to use lower quality flour, and you don't even know it. So potassium bromate, though, does cause cancer. Widely accepted as a carcinogen, and it's been banned from the European Union, Canada, and China. But the U.S. law, it allows the chemical to be added to your ingredient foods because it was approved by the FDA in 1958 before we got the anti-cancer legislation rolling here in the United States. But most potassium bromate breaks down during the baking process, but you get trace amounts that remain in the finished baked goods. U.S. law does not require that potassium bromate be listed as a separate ingredient on your food, so be aware of that. You better just, you know, roll up your sleeves, get the flour out, and make your own. What else we got? Hey, guess what Mattel is doing? You remember Barbie dolls? Mm-hmm. Well, Barbie's going to the new Barbie's going to be rolling off, and it's called the Cancer Barbie doll. Well, they're not calling it that, but that's what she is. They're going to dub her a friend of Barbie, but the Mattel company is creating a new Barbie doll in the likeness of a cancer victim. I'm not kidding. I can't make this stuff up. This stuff's too weird. It's going to be a ball-headed doll. Now, whoever ever gave their little girl a doll? Well, maybe little babies. Babies are you know, they don't always have a lot of hair. But who gives a kid a bald doll to play with that's supposed to be, you know, older? Anyway, Friend of Barbie is set to be released in 2013, and it's going to come with an assortment of head dressings and clothing commonly worn by real-life female cancer victims. Ooh, doesn't that sound exciting? I know this is a bizarre materialization of one of America's most, you know, revered dolls, basically. And they're taking this and they're giving it, they're going to put it into a children's toy. I don't know, crazy. Mattel says it won't actually sell beautiful and bald Barbie or a friend of Barbie in retail stores, but they're going to give it away. They're going to distribute it to kids in cancer hospitals throughout the United States because, you know, it's supposed to be normal now to have cancer, see? They want to normalize all that. And what's next? I don't know, a diabetic Barbie with insulin toys? You know, you may have to pay extra for the dialysis machine, but, you know, maybe that's next. Or wait, how about obese Barbie or Barbie with leprosy? I could go there. Now, creating a Barbie with cancer only helps to normalize this devastating condition that is largely avoidable and treatable outside conventional medicine. So, I don't know, Mattel. What were you thinking? Okay, moving along. Ridiculous vaccines. Yeah, we're going to have a vaccine for heart attacks. Did you know that? Yeah, in a few years. Mm-hmm. Ongoing development of a vaccine right now, supposedly preventing heart disease. Researchers at Lund University in Sweden are working on a vaccine that they say will prevent heart attacks. The vaccine could actually come on the market in as little as 5 years. So the vaccine is going to be available both in an injection and a nasal spray. And don't you know, I'm going to be yucking this up with, I'm going to be talking about this with Dr. Carley. Yeah? Crazy. Okay, so it allegedly going to stop, are you ready? This vaccine's allegedly going to stop fat from building up in the arteries. And it'll do this by supposedly stimulating your own body's immune system to produce antibodies to prevent arterial buildup from occurring. You know, according to Dr. Dwight Lundell, a veteran heart surgeon, and he says low-fat diets, processed foods, soft drinks, diet soft drinks, and other dietary and even environmental factors are producing chronic inflammation in the body, which can create the plaque and cholesterol buildup in the circulatory system. So that's how you beat a heart attack, is you get at the cause, see. So the concept of developing a vaccination against heart disease kind of completely defies the logic behind the entire vaccine theory. You know the vaccine theory where they supposedly confer immunity for you against disease by injecting a small portion of that disease into the body. But this new heart disease vaccine is somehow going to target the accumulation of cholesterol in your arteries by triggering the production of antibodies. Makes no sense to me, of course. But nonetheless, we got to take it seriously. Medical community is. Heart disease vaccine is not the only vaccine they're working on, though. Just published in the Journal of Internal Medicine at Lund University, the scientists are also working on a diabetes vaccine, right? What else we got in the cracker? Let's see. Midwives are under attack. Have you heard that? Well, you know, especially in Indiana. Let's see, 49-year-old Irina Kiesler, a former obstetrics nurse who went into midwifery, recently was arrested on charges of practicing midwifery without a license in LaGrange County, Indiana. She apparently successfully delivered 1,700 babies, 400 of them were born at their own family home. Okay? She was arrested. But you know what? Over 100 supporters came to the courthouse to protest her incarceration, to stand up for women's birthing rights. Oh, man, you go to Indiana, you don't have very many choices there. It's the hospital and the doctors, apparently. Last but not least in the Quack Report, anti-inflammatory power, you're going to find that in red onions. Yes, yes. I love red onions. I like white ones, too. They're hotter, but, you know, red are good. Lots of antioxidants in your red onion. Powerful part element. You can use it as an element as an anti-inflammatory in your diet. It's the sulfur that's in the onion that produces cysteine, which helps you lose weight and detoxify your system. It also inhibits blood cells from clumping together. It lowers the LDL cholesterol and the triglycerides, and it also boosts the good cholesterol, the HDL. And it improves the cell membrane function of your blood cells, improves oxygen utilization, improves your cardiovascular function, as well as your fat metabolism. So you got some powerful, powerful anti-free radical scavengers in your red onion, neutralizes your cancer cell growth and reduces the whole body inflammation issue. So studies have shown that if you consume onions that produce that cysteine and quercetin, effective at only good in an onion, apparently the supplements that they made from that stuff didn't work. So red onions, fantastic source of chromium too, lowers the blood sugar, enhances cellular insulin sensitivity. And also antioxidants and flavonoids are extremely rich in those. But it's in the outer layers of the onion. Most people, when they peel that onion, they kind of discard that. Try not to do that. use it. And also, simmering or cooking your onions is going to damage your anthocyanins. So you want to lower the heat or just don't cook them at all. And there's, how much do you got to eat? Oh, well, studies have said 4 to 7 servings of red onions a week. That's like 2 to 3 onions a week. Greatest benefit, reducing colorectal, oral, esophageal, and ovarian cancer. So there you go. Who needs a vaccine? We got red onions. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. For those of you tuning in that were here at 4 o'clock, I gave out an incorrect phone bridge number. I want to correct that. It is, for those of your friends, family, relatives can't do internet, don't have a satellite, they can just dial up and listen to the Quack Report, Nerb Talk. It's 704-772-7627, 704-772-7627. Of course, there's a PIN number. You'll dial 179 when you get on that line. Okay, we're going to talk about kidney poisons. Mm-hmm. You know, half the battle, staying healthy, is avoiding substances that can weaken the body and make you sick. You know, more than half of the illnesses you get are self-inflicted. Yeah. So prescription and the over-the-counter drugs are widely available. And one study found that about 76% of the U.S. population ages 17 and older use the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, for pain and inflammation. And other pain relief medications, they use those too, at least once per month. So kids as young as 17 are using that stuff once a month. Many over-the-counter drugs are going to poison the kidneys. And one study showed that medical doctors don't always know that kidney patients should avoid these types of over-the-counter medicines and will even prescribe stronger versions of these types of drugs. Now, from 1999 to 2004, nearly 13% of Americans had some form of kidney disease. And modern medicine likes to blame it on the increase on diabetes, obesity, hypertension, and not on medications that people tend to be taking. So the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they were introduced in 1969 to 1970. And more of these types of drugs were put on the market by the 1980s. They were mass-produced by 1984, and they hit mega sales by 1988. Now, the statistics tell us that the end-stage renal disease, it exploded in America by 60% between 2005 and 2010. Now, this tells us long-term use of these types of drugs is killing people. I want to read you a quote from Glenn Markowitz. He's an MD. He's a professor of clinical pathology at Columbia University in New York. He says this: when you talk about drugs having toxicity, it's very common for that negative effect to be in the kidney, and we need to educate physicians on recognizing these toxicities, end of quote. All right, well, let's talk about substances, products to avoid, because we don't think that the cold and allergy or pain medicines we buy over the counter are poisoning the tissues in our kidneys. I mean, all we care about is to stop sneezing, sniffling, and aching, right? However, extended use of these types of products do great damage to one of our most important organs that God gave us. Now, before we know it, those over-the-counter extra-strength pain relief medicines, you know, we're kind of taking them long-term, has created a loss of kidney function. Now, what qualifies as long-term use? Well, it's clinically defined as daily use of a drug for 1 year or longer. Now, as you are most likely aware, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are the worst. This includes your ibuprofen, Nuprin, Motrin, Advil, Aleve, and acetaminophen and Tylenol, Benadryl, NyQuil, Excedrin, and other such products are equally as bad for your organs, especially vulnerable are the kidneys. Now, a 2011 survey of about 12,000 adults found that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the use was common even with kidney patients, which kind of blows my mind. So that is an outrageous find. Those that are suffering from kidney disease, when they take those drugs, will hasten their disease. Another shocking discovery is that the prescription use of ACE inhibitors or other common anti-hypertension type drugs will also help kidney patients die faster. So other products that put your kidneys at risk are laxatives when you overuse them and immune suppressants, especially if you use them because of organ transplant reasons. So why are kidneys at risk? Why are the kidneys so vulnerable to these drugs? Well, your kidneys are a major organ that excretes or filters these drugs from the body. So repeated use of the drugs creates a buildup of concentrated poisons as the blood deposits them passing through that organ. So the poisons begin to damage the filtering units in your kidneys, and then it reduces function. So the longer the drugs are used, the more damage is being done. Now let's look at some hospital studies, because some procedures performed at the hospital can also risk your kidney function, such as radiocontrast dyes. You know, they use those for the medical tests, like the CT, MRI scans. Now, even the old iodine-based contrast studies were known to be culprits of kidney damage. And according to Dr. Markowitz, recently medicine discovered that the oral sodium phosphate solution, you probably know where I'm going, yeah, it's given to patients. They make them take it to prepare their body, their bowels, for the colonoscopy or even for surgery. And it causes an iatrogenic kidney disease. Wow. And, you know, and people over, what, 50, they tell you, you got to go for that, you know, colonoscopy once a year. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Markowitz, he says that the older patients that are doing these routine type of studies, they go to hopefully detect bowel cancer earlier stage. But they also may be, he says, taking hypertension drugs or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And then they take the sodium phosphate for these studies on top of that, putting them at greater risk of losing kidney function. So when the FDA learned of this risk, it issued an adverse event warning. Whoop-de-doo. Now, according to Roger Rodby, MD, Associate Professor of Medicine at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, the contrast dye tests may cause further kidney damage in cases where the patient has prior kidney damage or weak kidney function. Oh, my goodness. Do they even check the file, the folder, the, you know, the chart before they sign you up for that? Let's look at some other drugs. Other drugs that are also on the radar for hurting the kidneys are your osteoporosis medications, okay, Boniva, Foxamax, you name it. Now, these drugs are often prescribed in high doses, and the effect can be fast and furious on the kidneys. So, you know, taking a little term there from Holder, fast and furious. Now, however, most Americans are pretty much already taking other prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs, which kind of compound the problem, right? And therefore, even the low or moderate doses can cause kidney toxicity. Wow. Now, Daniel Cayone, medical doctor, professor of medicine, Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, says this, In patients with decreased kidney function, you should consider whether you're administering the right dose or whether you want to use these drugs, period. Wow. Well, and there's also things that are going to have to be pretty much forbidden if you want to protect your kidneys. If you want to protect your kidneys, avoid alcohol, soda, carbonated beverages, even the natural ones. And health food stores, you know, Earth Fair and all these places, they have natural sodas. Forget it. Black tea or other teas unless prescribed. Coffee, whether it's decaf or regular. Dairy products and minerals other than what you find in your sun-dried Celtic sea salt. So these products can actually cause kidney stones to form that kind of look like toy jacks with deer antlers. Hard to pass. Those things hurt. So you want to protect your kidneys and skip that. So, you know, how do you detox the kidneys? Well, the secret to cleansing the kidneys is to use the herbs that soothe the tissue and to purge the impurities. Now, you will also want to make sure that the formulas are strong and not weak ones. So you can even remove crystallized stones that are kind of loaded with plaque and are hard inside the kidney. And you may not know that you have kidney problems until, you know, one day, boom, you're running in a marathon 1 minute and then you're in the morgue the next. So if the kidneys are sick, be prepared to encounter some unpleasant smells. Whew. Now, if you haven't endured the stench of a sick kidney, then you are in for a shock. So, however, that won't last long with God's powerful herbs. Be advised, you know, the poisons don't stand a chance when you got some good medicinal herbs designed to deal with the restoring function. And there's just one number. There's just one phone number to call if you need help gently purging the poisons from the kidneys, which modern medicine tries to cut out through surgery. Call Apothecary Herbs. Ask for their kidney bladder cleanse kit. And if you have weak kidneys now, ask for the juniper free version of that kit. And don't risk your kidneys to prescription drugs. You're going to find calcium liquid to help the bones. It's all natural plants. If you have heart issues, there's the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. If you need a little help with moving the bowel, forget the over-the-counter laxative. Use the bowel cleanse formula A. It's all natural. Stimulates and tones that bowel. Doesn't make it lazy or dependent. And if there's inflammation and pain, look at the natural pain and anti-inflammatory formulas. They even have that in extra strength if you have an issue. So check it all out. Request a free product catalog or call this number to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, don't forget. And they still have free ground ship. So orders over $30, you'll get free ground ship. And that's good through the 15th. Hey, I got to take a break, but more on the other side. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog, toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about antihistamines because, you know, people are just, you know, clearing the shelves at their local drugstore. With all the pollen, very dry air here on the East Coast, everything's yellow with the pollen. So people are really, you know, we had a very warm winter here And so we got really bad pollen. All those things that float around make people make their allergies flare up. So let's talk about these antihistamines. What are antihistamines really? Well, nearly one in four adults that is treated for your allergy symptoms is going to be on an antihistamine, according to the American Academy of Allergy. So what are you really doing to yourself when you use the antihistamine products? Well, they should be safe, right? Since, you know, hey, they put that stuff in pediatric medicines, right? Pediatric medicines are laced with antihistamines, and they're frequently prescribed, right? So they should be okay. Well, what do antihistamines really do to the body except decrease allergy symptoms? Do doctors prescribe antihistamines for illnesses other than allergies? Are antihistamines safe for use, to use either short or long term? And should kids be using them? Well, let's check it out. The AMA doctors tend to prescribe antihistamines for medical conditions other than allergies. So your doctor may recommend antihistamines for a common cold, for eczema, for food allergies, sinusitis, hay fever, hives, laryngitis, poisonous rashes like your poison ivy, oak, and sumac, intestinal cystitis, which is bladder pain, lymphatic gland conditions, radiation sickness, sleep deprivation, and of course, the list keeps going. So is an antihistamine necessary? Well, you have histamine receptors all over your body. They're called H1, H1 histamine receptors, and they are on the smooth muscle cells, which line the intestines, on the cells that line serious cavities like the heart, and your lymph vessels, your central nervous system, your spinal cord, and your brain, and even your blood vessels. So histamine sounds kind of important, right? So what does it do? Well, the body releases histamine, which can bring inflammation initially, increases also circulation, but it can bring on an allergic reaction. Histamine is really a local immune system response. It's white blood cells, and it also tends to regulate your physiological functions of your thyroid gland, your digestive tract, as well as the neurotransmitters in your brain. So what happens when you take antihistamines? Well, it affects those functions. It does. So therefore, if you use antihistamines, you can experience a physiological alteration in your whole body. If you use antipsychotic drugs, for instance, research has proven that these drugs regulate more than just neurotransmitters. They also target your histamine receptors. Now, remember, though, the H1 receptors tend to regulate several functions all over your body, and the research is pointing to antihistamines and antipsychotic drugs as producing one of the most important health crises in America, metabolism syndrome, you know, where people getting all that weight around the abdomen. So the National Center for Health Statistics reports that in 2004, 66% of adults are overweight or obese, and the stats on obese children are a little lower, but they're on the rise since the 1970s. So what does this have to do with your antihistamines? Well, the antipsychotic drugs and the antihistamines are believed to contribute to a majority of the health problems. You may not realize that the antipsychotic drugs contain histamines as well. So a 2007 study published in the Clinical Therapeutics Journal regarding research done at the University of Nebraska Medical Center found that antipsychotic drugs intended to treat they used it to treat schizophrenia or depression or bipolar disorders also contained antihistamines. And also your sleep aid prescriptions contain antihistamines. And many don't think of antihistamines as being in the hardcore drug therapy group. However, they are. So one other thing, antihistamines deplete the melatonin, you know, your brain hormone that helps you sleep. So why do they have it in sleep aids then? Think about it. Insomnia can result when your melatonin levels are disrupted. So sleep deprivation can trigger depression, and if you are put on antipsychotic drugs for depression, they also have antihistamines in them, affecting the melatonin level, keeping you awake. It's a perpetual hamster wheel of drug dependency, a vicious cycle. They're giving you the drugs that's perpetuating the problem. So if antihistamines disrupt melatonin and create sleep disorder, you may wonder why they are in sleep aids to begin with. Yeah, they're in there. Now, I want you to think about this. If antihistamines are in antipsychotic drugs, what else could they possibly be in? If you use prescription antipsychotic drugs, prescribed antihistamines, or any number of over-the-counter medications, you may be getting more antihistamines than you actually need, which could be putting your cardiovascular system, your central nervous system, your glandular system, and digestive system at risk. So your metabolism can be altered, and you may be picking up weight and not realize why. And new research shows that antipsychotic drugs and antihistamines sedate your system and slow down the metabolism while it stimulates your appetite. So when taking these types of drugs, you have a desire to eat and sleep. And how do these drugs do that? Well, last year, researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine found that antipsychotic drugs, which have antihistamines, control the AMP enzyme and raise the level of this enzyme 4 times above normal. So your AMP enzyme works through the H1 histamine receptor, making you lazy and hungry. So this research was published in the Journal of the National Academy of Sciences, and recently drug companies have claimed that they have produced an antihistamine drug that counters the H1 receptor to help control appetite enzyme issues. Now, you may recognize the drug's marketing name, Claritin, right? However, the product does not guarantee patients won't gain weight while on Claritin, and it stresses that it is not for pregnant or nursing women or those suffering from kidney or liver disease. So taking a look at Claritin's side effects, it makes you think the medicine is probably worse than having allergies. You may have a rash and swelling and itching from taking the drug, maybe have some nervousness, rapid heartbeat, weakness, stomach pain, dizziness, diarrhea, and respiratory distress. Wow. Well, what about having a remedy without risk? How about that? Can we serve that up to America? Well, is there a remedy for allergies without all this risk? Well, I did find it. However, the solution isn't just one thing. It's really a combination of things that you can do. Pretty easy, not very expensive. So without a doubt, a majority of allergy sufferers can reduce their sinusitis, their ear infections, pneumonia, throat infections, hay fever, and other allergy sensitivities by eliminating animal dairy foods from the diet. So the mucus from this food group will coat the system and reduces toxin removal pretty much to a crawl. And it weakens the overall system, puts a burden on the filtering organs, and it also causes the local immune response production of histamine. So your American Medical AMA physician will really not distinguish between environmental or food allergies and will prescribe the same regardless. So many people are allergic to their diets, and they just don't realize it. Okay, I went off milk. Almost 20 years ago. And when I did that, I got rid of my semi-annual ear infection, sinusitis infection, sinus infection, bronchitis, and tonsillitis. So those were my weak links, upper head, upper URI, and I'm allergic to dairy. And I didn't know that. Now I do. Well, let's talk about some herbs that may be helping you out and preserving your histamines. After you've removed that dairy from the diet, there are several herbs that I like to use for occasional allergy reactions, you know, for the seasonal allergies, environmental allergens, that kind of thing. And by the way, if you have bladder issues, you can use some juniper berries instead of the antihistamines for the upper respiratory and sinus head colds, all that stuff, chest congestion, I like to use a little combo of herbs like your garlic, your echinacea root, part arco, inner bark, that kind of thing. So if you're looking for those type of allergy products, you can find them at the powerherbs.com website. They have a pneumonia kit for congestion. They have some ginsengs. They do have some super nutrition foods, a pneumonia kit. They have a bunch of stuff. So look for their immune boosting section, for one thing, especially for sinus head, upper head, Echinacea Deluxe, and if you get the itchy allergy eyes, look at the herbal eye wash. It is awesome. You can check that out, thepowerherbs.com, or just give them a call and get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's you doing it yourself with God's good medicine. You know, he didn't mess up there when he made those herbs. They're awesome to use. Using them appropriately with great instruction, great quality products, that's where the success comes in. That's where you get the confidence in using some natural things that don't alter your metabolism like the drugs do. And you can protect your histamines and your thyroid and all the smooth cells in your body. So there you go. Well, that covers my histamine thing. And now let's see. Let us go. We're going to save Crohn's disease, I think, for next time. But we are going to be talking about elective surgery. Have you been thinking about it? Have you been thinking about maybe, you know, doing a little maintenance? I don't know. You know, a little plastic surgery, perhaps? You know, elective surgery. Maybe you have a joint that's worn out and you need to replace it. Well, let's talk about that. Now, the experts believe that every adult is going to face some decision here or there regarding elective surgery. At least once in your lifetime, you're going to be faced with it, they're saying. So elective surgery is not just about cosmetic surgery all the time. It also encompasses the three most popular surgeries now in America. The world of surgery is big business and has an average of 70 million Americans going to have elective surgery every year. So are all these surgeries necessary? And according to Dr. Thomas Russell of the American College of Surgeons, the answer is no. So they call it standardized procedures or standardized surgery. Why do they call it standardized? Well, according to Dr. Russell, no surgery is minor. And in some parts of the United States, they overdo certain surgical procedures, while in other areas, patients have to jump through hoops in order to have non-emergency surgery approved by their insurance company. The differences such as this make you kind of wonder why allopathic medicine is called standardized medicine. It doesn't seem to fit. You know, there's not the same rules everywhere. So there is no wonder why allopathic medicine, you know, it's called standardized medicine. There's no consistency, especially when it comes to the elective surgery area. So it makes you wonder what the World Health Organization thinks. Perhaps that is one reason why they want to harmonize global health care from surgery to your food and supplement sources. It's all in one little big pot, health. So the areas which have physicians scheduling unnecessary surgery would be forced actually to comply with the World Health Organization's Codex Code for healthcare. So how this is going to affect insurance healthcare is, will insurance healthcare survive? Will it still exist? That's pretty much anyone's guess. Of course, I've heard from different sides of that, and most people think that it won't survive. They believe that there will be no elective surgery, no elective anything eventually. Well, there's the three most popular surgeries. Let's talk about those. the three most popular elective surgeries. I know you're probably thinking facelift, but it's not that. You probably say, well, maybe it's nose job or a breast augmentation. Well, the three most popular elective surgeries currently in the United States involved knee, back, and sinus surgery. That's right. Are these procedures safe, and are they necessary? Is there another way maybe to deal with these problems instead of going under the knife? Well, let's check it out. Let's talk about the knees first. Americans opt to have about 13 million knee surgeries every year. Osteoarthritis is the number one cause for knee surgery. And knee joints wear out and cause pain and loss of mobility. Like laser eye surgery, you supposedly must prove to be a good candidate for your knee surgery. And statistically, one in four people are good candidates. Therefore, there's a minimum of a half a million people that are accepted to have knee replacement surgery each year. Now, half a million people have metal, plastic, and porcelain joints surgically installed with a 90% success rate. Recovery is going to be long and slow, about 12 months. And it includes plenty of physical therapy. And for those who are not good candidates, insurance won't cover the expenses, or you can't really afford the cost of knee replacement surgery out of pocket. And also, you want to be careful of medicine's fallback option for this, which is arthroscopic surgery. This second choice is a procedure where the surgeon attempts to clear away debris that is caused by bone rubbing on bone and smooth out the joint to reduce the friction and pain. But studies suggest that this treatment is not effective in advanced arthritis cases. And more than 650,000 Americans try this arthroscopic option every year. And according to the experts, the arthroscopic surgery is the most abused field of medicine and has acquired the name surgery sham. So do your homework before you do any surgery, or you could wake up from a procedure which was never performed, and all you have is an expensive set of stitches. Well, let's talk about the back real quickly. The experts are telling us that most adults can expect to experience at least one form of spine abnormality. The most common problem is a slipped, bulging, or ruptured or herniated disc, and everyone has 25 vertebrae with fluid-filled discs in between to cushion the bone and to keep the vertebrae in line. And sometimes talking with your physician can be kind of like talking with government employees. You know, getting the right information is, it's all in the questions you ask. So what most people don't know about having a slipped disc and what information many doctors don't volunteer is that 90% of those cases recover on their own with no surgical intervention. And it may take 6 to 12 months to recover by resting the back, no strenuous activity, and using some kind of anti-inflammatory. Now, for more serious back cases, a laminectomy may be recommended, which removes the bone and soft tissue around the nerves and spinal cord. And, of course, the sinuses is another popular surgery, elective surgery. It's growing. Yeah, 30 million sinus surgeries each year. Chronic sinusitis conditions, the inflamed air pockets behind the cheek and brow that fill up with mucus, causing pain and headache and congestion. And according to New York sinus specialist Dr. Jordan Jospesson, I guess that's how you pronounce it, he says sinus surgery is not a cure because it doesn't resolve the cause of the sinusitis. So the main cause are your allergies and your diet. So sinus surgery attempts to make sinusitis more tolerable. It's a lessening of symptoms, but it doesn't get it rid of it, doesn't cure it. So you want to be careful if you're considering this type of elective surgery. The eyes and the brain are really close to those sinus cavities, and your surgeon's experience is going to be critical. About 1% have sinus surgery. They tend to suffer from vision loss or brain damage because of that. So do you have any natural options, Miss Wendy? Well, yeah, I do. Now, if surgery is not your preference, there are other options that you may want to exercise. For the knee and the back issues, you will want to improve your intake of plant-based calcium with magnesium and vitamin C. Many people today take glucosamine supplements to help strengthen joints, ligaments, and other connective tissues. It's one of the most popular supplements, and it's also currently under attack by the FDA and the World Health Organization's on the Food Codex Harmonization Code. Now, most glucosamine supplements are made from shellfish or cow cartilage. If you manage to obtain a vegetarian source, it most likely comes from China. So be careful. Instead of glucosamine supplements, you may want to look at eating some foods which contain natural sulfur. And the reason is sulfur is a mineral part of the chemical structure of amino acids that are needed for connective tissue repair. Now, foods such as eggs and beans, fish, meat, and herbs like garlic, horsetail, and oat straw, and lobelia will have high amounts of sulfur. For an easy plant-based calcium and sulfur supplement, you can check out that calcium liquid formula the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. That formula has over 60 years of testing behind it, and it can improve the health of bone, teeth, and connective tissue and muscle. So you want to check that out. And it's very concentrated, so you don't have to use a whole lot every day. You can use it like 3 times a week. Now, if you're taking anti-inflammatory drugs, those non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which can really hurt your kidneys, instead of that, you may want to take a natural anti-inflammation plant, willow bark and meadowsweet, for instance. Also, dehydration can be a problem, especially for the back. You have to keep fluid in those discs that cushion the discs of your back, the vertebrae. So do hydrate, as well as use some willow bark and meadowsweet for inflammation. You can find the willow bark and meadowsweet anti-inflammatory pain formulas at Apothecary Herbs. It's pain or extra strength pain. That's what they call it. It's easy to find. And so you've got tools, you've got choices, and you've got information on how to use them when you call up the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing, and that's Apothecary Herbs. They're going to put those tools in your hand with information, and they offer money-back guarantee and product support. So check them out. You can give them a call. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. And I can't stress enough, regarding the sinus area, really do check the diet. Remove the dairy products. You will be amazed how good you feel just by using a dairy substitute. You could use almond milk, rice milk. I mean, you're going to have to get rid of the yogurts. Yes, you are. The cottage cheese. And the ice cream, milk, of course. And, you know, no milkshakes, no ice cream, none of that. But you're not going to miss it after a while because the body's going to dump a lot of mucus and you're going to breathe easier. You're not going to be as hypersensitive to a lot of pathogens in the spring and fall. So do yourself a favor. Ditch the dairy and you'll save yourself a lot of grief. If you're looking for a sinus formula, don't forget Echinacea Deluxe and the Herbal Eyewash at Apothecary Herbs. You won't go wrong there. ThePowerHerbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Safer, less expensive, all natural, God's good medicine. Yeah, he's got it going on. Well, I'm almost out of time, but don't forget, next Tuesday, the 17th, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be with us, and then on the 19th, we're going to be talking with Ty Bollinger, author of Cancer Step Outside the Box. There's more than one way to skin a cat. He's going to show us how. And then on the 24th, we're going to be talking with Laura Vandenhaeg, author and editor. We're going to talk about some things on the cellular level, the genetic level, that we can look at for health and well-being. So don't miss those shows. I'm out of time, but don't go anywhere. Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Be well.